You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we have an instrumental art rock band unveiling their first new album in 4 years.
No band working these days outdoes New York City prog rock trio Battles when it comes to repetition. They've got the market cornered on it. In order to properly describe how intricate their patterns are, you have to reach beyond music for comparison. Battle songs usually resemble an immaculately cultivated rock garden, sculpted down to the tiniest details without a single pebble out of place. Everything in the mix, even the guitar notes and keyboard riffs, feels percussive, as if they're helping the band's drummer to keep the time all the time. Battle's third record, La-Di-Da-Di, is out this week, and it's their most heavily rhythmic record yet. And a whole album's worth of naughty math problems that range in feeling from confounding to euphoric, sometimes even on the same song. Album opener The Yaba is a good example. It stretches nearly 7 minutes in length, relentlessly dragging listeners from groove to groove, as it builds its way to a dizzying, neon-bright climax. Check it out.
Thank you. Battles with the Yabba off their new album Lottie Dottie, which is out now on Warp Records. Next, we have a Seattle musician with a new record NPR Music calls his most fully developed record yet.
Do you find that you're more productive on a deadline, or when you've got plenty of time to consider all the possibilities? In a thoughtful essay published online, Michael B. Lerner of the Seattle-based one-man band Telekinesis recently detailed his recording process as it shifted from the first scenario to the latter. The fourth Telekinesis record, Ad Infinitum, was cut over a period of months in his newly built home studio, which afforded Lerner the luxury to fiddle around with a modest collection of drum machines and synthesizers at his leisure. No hurry, no deadlines. And while Lerner's style and process have each changed dramatically, Ad Infinitum's songs are as catchy, self-effacing, and rich in personal detail as anything Telekinesis has ever put to tape. I found a personal favorite in Sleep In, a quirky, glowing pop tune that features vocal contributions from a Speak and Spell toy, which you can hear in the breakdown.
We'll be right back.
That's Telekinesis with Sleep In off his new album Ad Infinitum, which is out now on Merge Records. Finally, we have a synth-pop song built on breathy vocals and lush instrumentation.
Chromatics fans, being the particularly devoted bunch that they are, I'm sure the news that the Portland band put out a new song last week only intensified their anticipation for Dear Tommy, the fifth studio album that the band's been teasing since the end of last year. The song's called Shadow, and even for a one-off, it's an impressive testament to Chromatics' ability to spin something new and fresh out of old songwriting cliches, like driving at night to escape from your hometown. Check it out.
Chromatics with Shadow, and this has been Sample Size. In the current issue of Look at OKC, writer Becky Carman talks with Talos about the recording of the band's second album. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.